Final hour on this Tuesday, Stillman & Company, presented by Southern Bank of Tennessee, your bank for small business. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly in today. Jared will be back on Friday. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Going to talk some Titans a little bit more in this final hour, but We're going to keep it going. We did Where Are They Now yesterday at 5 o'clock. We're going to do it again. Parker beat Connor yesterday. So Parker
allegedly.
He is in charge. You can't play the
game under
protest.
Without a shadow of a doubt, baby.
Parker is the host today. Parker, take it away. You're in charge of this edition of Where Are They Now.
Let's go.
All right, gentlemen. I tried to throw a softball out there for the first one. All right. The first player on this list, we have to name the player, right? And then you guess the
team. Yeah, you name the player, we guess where they're playing.
Let's remind everyone of the rules.
Yes. 1 point for the correct league, 2 points for the correct team. So a total of 3 available for every.
And both have to guess.
Yes.
No moving on.
You said free agent.
I said, I think he is.
Anyways. All right, first player on this list, Ben Joyce.
Ooh, Ben Joyce. I know it.
I mean, you gotta elaborate on what sport Ben Joyce plays.
Baseball.
You need like a full like.
He's a former Tennessee baseball player.
Former Tennessee baseball player. Pitcher, right-handed pitcher, Ben Joyce.
Go ahead, Jay. You said you knew it.
Well, if I know it, is the rule you can't guess the same thing?
I don't know.
Guess. Whatever your guess
is. He plays in the MLB. He plays for the Los Angeles Angels.
Connor?
I'll say he's in the MILB for the Giants.
Jake is correct.
There's nothing I can do.
That's why I was going to let you go first.
Okay.
He is an active. See, he was being a good sport.
No, that's fair.
He is an active pitcher for the Los Angeles Lakers. So that's 3 points for Jake Lyman.
I mean, there's nothing I can do.
You get to go first this time then.
Okay.
You're going to recognize this name, as I'm sure a lot of listeners will. Defensive lineman out of Baylor, Sean Oakman.
Ooh.
Where is he now?
You know this one, I think. You know what? I'll say he's in the NFL for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Jake?
He is in the CFL for the... I'm between two, and I know I'm going to get it wrong. The Montreal Alouettes is my guess.
Ding, ding, ding.
Let's go.
I mean, I don't even have a chance in this one.
I knew he was in the Canadian League.
This might be a good one for you, Connor. Okay. Former North Carolina big man, Armando Bacot.
Oh, I know this one. I do know this one.
You can go first.
He is in the G League for the Memphis Hustle.
Jake?
I will say he's in the G League for the... What is a G League team? is there like...
Boston Bluecoats.
Yeah, let's go with the Boston Bluecoats.
Connor, congratulations. You were on the board.
I knew it.
3 points for Connor.
I keep up with the Grizz, baby. I keep up with them.
Titans legend, Andre Dillard. Where is he now?
Oh, well, we both know this one.
We should both know this one. Ready? On three? One, two, three. 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers. I was gonna say NFL.
You get 3 points each. Is that
yeah?
That's how it worked.
Okay. Lead, yeah.
So
we laughed hysterically about him NPF on this show, aka
PT,
signing with the 49ers at the exact same time. Although I believe PT has already been cut.
Has he?
I think he got cut already. It did not take long for the 49ers to realize what we all know in Nashville.
Wouldn't be a shocker.
All right, so
this is a good tiebreaker.
It is 9-6.
Well, okay, so this is going to be a good one to end on. Okay,
well, you've done four.
We've done four.
This is the last one you need
to get it on the money.
Stay in it.
But if you do get it, then we'll need a tiebreaker, and I can come up with a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Former Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. Where is he now?
Oh, I know this. Go ahead, Jay. It's your turn.
Fran McCaffrey. Where is he? He's still active?
He is still active.
man, this is
yeah,
this
I know.
Is tough.
I think I know it, but I know I feel like I'm gonna get it wrong.
I'm going to say that he is coaching at, I'm gonna say the NCAA. I'm saying he's still in college basketball. I'll go with Fresno State.
Fresno, okay. I'll also stick with the NCAA, college basketball. I will say Iona.
He is at Penn, the Fighting
Penn.
Quakers,
wow.
His alma mater.
Man,
0 for 2.
Wow,
this week, man.
Connor. Woo.
All right, so I guess I get it next week. Tomorrow. We keep doing these shows.
It's because I start off, like I get the past two games we've played, it's been three right off the jump.
Right, yeah.
And I'm in the 3-0 hole, and I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, Ben Joyce, I knew that one because he throws like 104 miles
an
hour.
We got to get something on, like, you can't say the same thing. Because, like, if you go first and you get it right on the money and I can't say the same thing.
But if you both know the answer, then what's the point of
it? We need to write it down. Like, that needs to be we should each get a little pen and paper and write down our answers. That way,
okay.
You can't change it once the other person is given their answer.
Okay, we'll do that tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow we will
do that. Tomorrow.
Again, this game just keeps evolving. It keeps getting better as we work out the kinks here on where are they now? Which has gone from Four's Company staple to a Stillman and Company staple this week. Jake Lyman.
And it will go away Friday.
It will, yes. I promise you, Jared will not be playing this on
Unless
Friday.
We want to play with D-Mace next week.
Maybe.
That'd be fun.
I could, yeah, we should.
Pause.
We should. Because I think Derek, we should do like some of his former teammates and see if he knows like if they're coaching somewhere.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll take the win, though. I believe I'm undefeated in games that I've played.
This is a fair loss. Unlike yesterday, this is a...
That one was fair and square. You're not gonna,
so I'm 0-1.
You're not going to be complaining to the league?
No. I took this one. Now, I did appeal to the league to change the rules. That appeal has been upheld.
Yep.
So
we'll make the change tomorrow. I will come up with a good list of five. Tune in to ESPN 94.9 The Fan today as the Nashville Sounds take on the Durham Bulls. Pregame begins at 5:20. First pitch is at 5:35. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. There's something that is usually a big event around this time of the year in the NFL world, and I just found out that it's going on right now. And no one seems to have any idea. We'll get to that coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, in for Jared Stillman here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Love some ELO.
Do you see what he's doing here? He's only playing, like, Marvel music.
Oh, yeah.
This is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I'm on to you, pal.
Mr. Blue Sky's a great one.
Such a bad thing, though?
Not terrible.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Those soundtracks for those Guardians of the Galaxy movies
are great movies.
Phenomenal.
They need a rewatch. I need a rewatch this.
I've only watched the third one once. Do need to get back
to
that.
Yeah, me too.
Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly in for Jared Stillman today. Final hour of the show. Feeling generous today. Let's give something away. Caller number three at 615-737-1025 will win a pair of tickets to see Nelly with Ja Rule and special guests at Ascend Amphitheater on Tuesday, September 16th. Again, caller number three at 615-737-1025.
You should have made it worse on him. Yeah. Caller number 18.
Caller number 26. No, caller number three at 615-737-1025. We'll make it easier on Parker today back there. So I teased heading into the break. There is something going on right now that usually gets a lot of headlines around the NFL community. It feels like we are always talking about it. But for some reason, the NFL has completely changed the way they're putting this out, and that is the NFL Top 100.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, it seems like we make a huge deal about the players' rankings. Who's in the NFL Top 100? How many Titans are there? And typically, they go 10 at a time or 20 at a time, and they release it at night on NFL Network. They are releasing them on X every morning, two at a time, for about a month and a half.
I haven't even noticed this.
I noticed it this morning. They're up to 88 right now.
Oh.
There are no Titans on there right now. I was so confused to see it because I'm like, isn't this usually a bigger deal than this? But they're just slowly putting them out one at a time. I believe they've released 12 of them. So Anyway, the NFL Top 100, usually we are all looking to see how many Titans are on there. And last year, if I give a quick look, I believe it was only one. Was it just Jeffrey Simmons who was on there?
Believe so.
I'm scrolling through. And this year, I don't know if there's a guarantee that any of them get on. So Derrick Henry was on there last year.
I can think of,
obviously he wasn't a Titan.
I can think of three that I would want to see on there. Jeffrey Simmons, you could argue. Calvin Ridley. Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
I think those are the only three.
Simmons was 73 last year.
I think he'd be around that range this year.
And that was it. So it was just Jeffrey Simmons last year at 73. Do we think anybody is on the list, first of all? I think Simmons should be, especially with what we saw from the execs and coaches. They said he's still the fourth best defensive tackle. That's where he was ranked last year. So,
actually, I thought of another one. Would you put Nick Westbrook-Ikhine on this list?
Well, he's not a Titan anymore. But
yes, but this is last season.
Yeah, you're right. They did. I mean, like last year, all of the highlights for Derrick Henry on there were Titans highlights. No.
Really?
No. Not Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
I think if they were going to put him in, it would have been in like the 90 range. And obviously they didn't.
Yeah. We're already at 88. There are no current or recent Titans on there. I think you're right. Calvin Ridley's coming off a 1,000-yard season. There's a chance. But he was also coming off a 1,000-yard season with the Jaguars and wasn't on there last year.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure he will be. Pollard is an interesting one.
I think there might be a case for him.
There could be a case for Tony Pollard, but I think running backs, I'm not sure running backs get as much love as they should on the top 100.
Right. I mean, Derrick Henry got love, but he was...
But he was in the 40s last year.
Yeah.
Which, he wasn't coming off his best season, but he was still coming off a good season.
I mean, if I were to rank Tony Pollard, I think I'd put him in the 60s, 70s maybe.
Yeah.
If we're going off the formula they have of just not giving quarterbacks or running backs love, not quarterbacks.
Do you think he's better than James Cook? Tony Pollard?
No.
No, and Cook was on there today. Cook was 89, I believe. So, yeah, probably no Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
I would guess no Calvin Ridley. Let me see if I can pull up.
Yeah, find the ones today because that
may help.
What's
already been out.
That may help for context.
Here we go. So, here are the ones that have been released so far. We are through 87. So Ladd McConkey at number 100.
Attaboy, Ladd. That's Frazier's
so
guy.
That's kind of the question. Like, do you think Calvin Ridley is better than Ladd McConkey?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think so.
I would tend to agree with you. But I'm not sure that the players will put Ridley on there. Leonard Williams, Zach Allen, and Quinnen Williams have all already been on there at defensive line. I think Jeffrey Simmons.
I think he's better.
I mean, he was ranked above all of them by the coaches today. So I think it's pretty safe to say Jeffrey Simmons will be on there somewhere. Aaron Jones at running back is on there, as well as James Cook.
I don't know if Pollard's better than either of those.
I would probably say Pollard's better than Jones, but I don't know if he's better than Cook.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like half in, half out on Pollard getting in. If I were making the list, he would probably be in, but James Cook would be a lot higher than 90.
Yeah. Other notable players who are already on there, Drake London, the wide receiver for the Falcons, 97. Sam Laporta is 94, the tight end for the Lions. Tua, 91.
Wow. I would not have put him on there.
It'll be interesting to see how many quarterbacks are on this list because you would think with all of the positions that there are and all of the great players across the NFL that the players are calling Tua a top 10 quarterback. Is that fair to say?
Depends on who's
how many quarterbacks were on there last year?
The players genuinely think Tua Tagovailoa is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
91. Last year, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Man, Tua was 36 last year?
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't even play half the year.
Okay, never mind. There was a lot of quarterbacks. There was like 15 quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think they're
going to
be more than
10
quarterbacks.
So they basically put half the quarterbacks in the league in the top 100. The players, I think the players all know football, but this exercise always seems to come up with bad results.
It's a popularity contest.
It is, and I do think a lot of players maybe don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the ballots that come out for the NFL Top 100? It's like, all right, you didn't take this seriously, and now it's...
I mean, wasn't it last year with Aaron Rodgers, he was on that list, and he played, what, 3 snaps in the entire season
with
the Jets?
I think he was... Like an idiot, I just closed it out.
It's 5 o'clock. We've been here for 3 hours.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers was 92.
That's ridiculous. He shouldn't have been on there.
Trevor Lawrence was 94.
See, that automatically makes this list irrelevant.
Right. It's a good exercise. Like, I enjoy the NFL Top 100 coming out every year.
Not 2 a day.
I just don't think it's actually going to be really accurate of what these players actually are.
I mean, I also get what they're doing by releasing them a little bit at a time, but just drop the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not waking up every morning saying, man, can't wait to see what 2 players they dropped on the NFL 100 today.
Right, and they didn't even market it. Well, like, no one knew this was starting.
I had no idea it was going.
Here's what this article says. The NFL will begin revealing the list on Monday, June 30th, and will conclude on Sunday, September 1st. Unlike in previous years, the reveal will be exclusively on X, formerly known as Twitter, and NFL Plus. Episodes will continue to be produced by NFL Films and premiere on weekdays at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Eastern.
How many people have NFL Plus?
I don't know. It's like $5.
I'm sick of all these subscriptions. Just give me it on cable.
I don't know who thought this was a good idea, because especially during July, when there's really not a whole lot of sports on, and if you're not a baseball fan, if you're looking for something to watch on a random Wednesday night, the NFL Top 100 probably was getting okay. Like, that's something to tune in for.
It's a great idea. I wish college football did a similar thing.
Right, and that's what I've done that before. Flipping through the stations on a Wednesday night during July, and it's like, oh, they're releasing 10 more of the NFL Top 100. I'll watch this.
On the NFL Network.
But, again, I'm not scrolling through Twitter to find these videos.
I didn't know it was even happening.
That's
what you just told me.
I had no idea until this morning, and they were already a week into it. So
I have not seen a single post or message saying this is going on.
Like, yeah.
The marketing has been awful.
Poorly marketed, for sure. And it is something that people do care about. So I'm just wondering why the NFL decided to make a huge change. But no Titans on the list as of right now. I think it's safe to say Jeffrey Simmons is going to be on there. Anybody else, I think, would be a stretch.
Yeah. I think Calvin Ridley would be your next safest pick.
Right. Ridley and Pollard are the only 2 others that maybe have a chance.
Like the... wide receivers you just listed, I think Calvin Ridley is better than all of them.
Was Zeitler good enough last year to maybe get on?
I don't really take that into account.
And I don't know how many
list for last year.
And how many guards did they really put on there too?
Yeah.
So
how many guards?
Guards. I think it's going to be just Simmons. That would be my guess right now.
I think
Simmons is the only one.
That's a safe bet.
The question becomes, how many will be on there next year? Like, who on this Titans team could take that big step and end up being considered one of the NFL's top 100 players next year? Let's talk about that coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. This week's Nashville's best deal is Mellow Mushroom. There's no pizza like Mellow Mushroom Pizza. Stone-baked with fresh ingredients, next-level imagination, and limitless options for customization. It's a higher order of pizza. You know and love Mellow Mushroom. Now get half off a $30 gift card while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Gift card is good for downtown Broadway and Franklin locations. The NFL Top 100 is going on as we speak, and no one seems to know which Titans players can make a push for it next year. We'll talk about it coming up next. Again, 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to chime in. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Final half hour here on the program. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly. In for Jared Stillman. We're about halfway done with our week here, in for Jared. It's flying by.
It is flying. I love this song, man.
Yeah, it's good.
This is a good, like, driving home at night song.
It's also one that, like, if you go down to Broadway, you're going to hear it like,
oh, someone's gonna
50
be
times
it.
Because somebody requests it, or it's just one of those songs that every band knows how to play.
Yeah.
But
100%.
Great song nonetheless. We are looking at the NFL Top 100, which, again, nobody had any idea what was going on until this morning. I figured it out this morning and put it on the grid because I was very confused why the NFL decided just not to market the NFL Top 100 this year. Right now, we believe Jeffrey Simmons is the only guy who's going to be on that list. 9974 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says Simmons wasn't a top 200 player last year. He shouldn't be on the list. I think there's such a separation between the fans and people actually in the game,
right,
and their opinion of Jeffrey Simmons.
Right. I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I think he is a good defensive tackle. I think he's a good player, but I wouldn't consider him number four, if that makes sense.
Right. I think he's probably 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Which probably still makes him a top 100 player in the NFL.
Yeah.
But he's going to be in the 70s or 80s. And that'll be it for the Titans. My question is, who this year could take the next jump and end up putting themselves on the list next year? I think there's a couple of candidates.
I can think of three.
Okay. You go first. Who do you got?
Jeffrey Simmons. That's the easy one.
Yep.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward, I think, is because there's such a recency bias. I bet,
right,
Jaden Daniels is going to be in the top 25.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not, no knock on Jaden Daniels.
I don't think that's far-fetched.
But I don't think he's a top 25 player right now.
Where do you rank him in quarterbacks?
7 to 10.
Okay, I think that's fair.
I would probably put him in the 40 to 50 range right now. Just based on knowing that 15 quarterbacks made the list last year.
That is, yeah. And the thing with this list is, like, positional value is so important.
Right.
Like,
and it's all about name value of, like,
yeah.
Well, all these players know the quarterbacks get the headlines, so they're going to get put on there.
Right.
I think Ward, with a good season, could see his name on this list next year. Here's one that immediately came to mind for me. I'm thinking of guys who maybe aren't as well known right now, but with one big year could end up putting themselves into that next tier. Jarvis Brownlee Jr.
I was thinking about him.
In terms of young guys who could take the next step, and I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying the Titans don't have a ton of those guys right now who are just one big season away from being top 100 players in the NFL. I think Brownlee fits that mold. Now, he might stay the same and be exactly like he was last year, which was kind of an inconsistent, mm-hmm, guy who would make a big play here but then would get a horrible penalty on the next play.
Mm-hmm.
I think with a good year this year, he could find himself in this conversation. The only other one I could think of, and I know offensive linemen don't get a ton of run, J.C. Latham.
Yeah, I was about to ask you about J.C. Latham.
Like, if he turns into, like, a mauling right tackle and really takes that step going back to his natural position, he's a guy I could see.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Lloyd Cushenberry if he has a good year?
I don't think he's going to play the whole year, though.
I struggled to see him being elite, which, as a center, if you're going to make the NFL Top 100, you have to be elite.
Oh, I thought of one who may make it this year, who's no longer on the team, but this is last year list.
Yeah.
Harold Landry.
Eh.
I don't think so. I think he would have been included in the 90 range.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Men.
Yeah, he's not a top 85 player in the NFL, which is what we've got left. 7327 on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says Snead if everything falls in our favor, but it won't.
That is a big if.
Majarius Snead is a huge question mark, but for sure he has the talent to be on this list next year.
Yeah.
I was shocked that he wasn't on the list last year.
Yeah. He was a top three corner last year, in my opinion.
He might have even been the best before coming to the Titans.
Let's see. How many corners were on this list last year? Because, again, positional, I feel like there's just so many. So last year, Jalen Ramsey was the highest-rated cornerback at 25.
Why?
Exactly. That just shows you the name value.
Deron Bland was second at 31.
Because he had the most
coming
interceptions.
Off the pick six record. Sauce Gardner was at 38. Patrick Surtain at 52. Tariq Woolen at 91. So only five cornerbacks made the list. Legarius Sneed was not one of them. But I do agree with the texter that if Snead doesn't have any legal issues, doesn't get suspended, and he stays healthy, he does have the talent to have a bounce back year and maybe end up on this list. I wouldn't count on it, though.
Yeah. If I were to put my money on two, it would be Simmons and Ward, assuming Ward has a good year.
I think those are the safest bets.
And it's so sad that we're struggling to come up with another name.
I know,
name,
we can't
right?
come up with a third.
Jeffrey Simmons is the only clear-cut answer we have.
I mean, I'm going through names like maybe Tony Pollard if he replicates what he did last year.
I want to say T'Vondre Sweat, but I feel like that position just is undervalued. If he has a huge year, he could, but I mean, and that could be said for everybody.
And he also doesn't have the numbers because he's there to stop the run.
Right.
That's what he's saying, yeah.
But if Sweat has a year where he puts up a ton of tackles for loss and maybe gets 4 or 5 sacks, maybe that's enough to get him in the top 100 range. I don't know. Yeah. That just feels like a position where unless you're Vita Vea, you're not going to get the accolades that you would want to be in the top. 1704 on our text line says Derek Stingley is the best to be. Yeah, that's funny. He wasn't on the list either.
Yeah, that's true.
And which
Surtain, I mean, is the reigning defensive player of the year.
It kind of shows you that these lists are...
It's pretty biased.
They don't really matter all that much. But I'm just trying to think of any Titans players who could take that next step. And we've got a handful that it's like...
Nick Folk.
We're having to preface it with, if everything falls into place perfectly, they could be on this list next year. But there's nobody who stands out that is right. Like, all right, man, they're due for a year where they're going to be a top 100 player in the NFL next season.
I don't know. There's just... Like, there's not a lot of name value for the Titans.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
And I will say that if this team wants to accelerate the rebuild, they need some of the guys we're not thinking about to take big steps. Like, they need one of the tight ends. Like, Gunnar Helm needs to have a big year.
Peter Skoronski.
The linebackers, Cody Barton and James Williams and Cedric Gray. Like, all these guys who... We don't think there's a chance they could take a big step. If you want to accelerate the rebuild, they have to take the big step.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like there's not a lot of name value. Like there's not a lot of guys I look at and say, yeah, if he has a good year, he might be there.
Here's one that is interesting. And again, I think positional value may knock him a little bit, but Roger McCreary. I think Roger McCreary is a really good player, but nickelbacks are just kind of like, meh.
I mean, he'll have a pick or two.
I think he's a really good player.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of Titans' best defensive players, I think it's Simmons, and I'd have a hard time arguing that McCreary's not number two. Maybe Amani Hooker?
Yeah, I was about to ask you. I don't know.
But
safety's a hard one, too.
McCreary feels like a guy that the Titans have just kind of taken for granted of like, all right, he's going to be an above-average nickelback for us. That's fine. We have needs elsewhere. I don't know if he ever gets much better than that. I hope he does.
He feels like a player that's kind of hit his ceiling. Like,
how much longer does he have on his contract? He's got to be almost done, right?
With his last year was his third year,
so this would be his last season.
So this would be his last because he was
the same draft as Burks.
Yeah, he was the second. Was he second or third?
He was the second. The Titans took Burks in the first with the AJ Brown pick, then traded out of their own pick and took McCreary early in the second.
Yeah, that's right.
I like Roger McCreary. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't know if as a nickelback who is kind of limited in his versatility, I don't know if he's going to be a top 100 player. 9926, Amani Hooker could have a 7-interception season get on the list. And that is a good point because like Deron Bland, we just talked about. Deron Bland is not a top 40 player in the game. But he had 5 pick sixes, so players kind of were just like, oh, how about that guy who just had 5 pick sixes? Let's write him in. So if...
We could say could for everything.
If any of these DBs had a 5 to 7 pick season, they might have a chance. If
the Titans could go undefeated.
They could. Everybody's undefeated in July.
Yeah. No one knows they're bad yet.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Last call for phones. If you want to chime in, you can text or call. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The NFL Top 100 is coming out. Again, I don't know if somebody could text in and let us know if they knew this was going on, because we had no idea. But if you knew this was going on, let us know. Are there any Titans besides Jeffrey Simmons who could be on the list this year or next year? We're racking our brains, and we're struggling to find anybody who actually really fits that mold, which, you know, a little sad, but
yeah.
But that's why they play the games, and a year from now, we could be looking at the NFL Top 100 list and say, look at the six Titans that are going to be on there.
Did you know Jamal Musiala is out for 4 to 5 months with a broken fibula?
I do now.
For FC Bayern.
Thanks to ESPN2 behind me. 615-737-1025. Final segment here on this Tuesday coming up next here on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Wrapping up the show on this Tuesday, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly. Show 2 of 4 for us this week. We'll be back tomorrow and Thursday to do it all again. Jared back on Friday. Don't forget, tomorrow we are going to continue our NFL preview. We'll look at the West divisions, AFC, NFC West. A lot to look at there. The AFC West, maybe the most competitive division in football. The NFC West, maybe not as much, but a couple of interesting teams. I will also look at some more lists. It's list season, as I told Connor before the show. We saw the top 10 defensive tackles earlier today, had a lot of talk about that. Bill Barnwell at ESPN ranking the Titans playmakers. Where did he put them? We'll talk about that tomorrow. And also, Bleacher Report coming out with a Titans Mount Rushmore. We will give ours tomorrow as well. So a lot to look
forward to
on tomorrow's show. We were looking at the NFL Top 100, speaking of list season, and what Titans could end up on there. Nevada Josh says Gunnar Helm. He also mentioned that Johnny Hecker might have a lot of stats next year. That is true. He might get a good amount of practice.
He may score the most points for the Titans next year.
I hope not.
I mean, right?
Maybe Joey Sly. Hokey, by the way.
Hokey.
That is...
wonder if he's excited about college football coming out.
There's only... In my lifetime, I believe there's only been 3 Hokies on the Titans.
Could have had 4. If Tyrod Taylor came over here.
Right. I wish Tyrod would have. Everyone knows Caleb Farley, obviously.
Yep.
Which hasn't worked out. But Vinny Fuller, back when I was younger.
I can think of 2 cats off the... 3 off the
Will
top
Levis.
Of my, Will Levis. Bud Dupree.
Yeah.
Wesley Woodyard.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Wesley was a cat.
He was. I wish Josh Hines-Allen would become a Titan.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, don't think so. Top 100, it's going to come out over the next 2 months, apparently. So we won't get number one until September 1st. That is how long they're taking
Yippee!
On this NFL Top 100.
Everyone get excited.
So we'll make sure to keep you updated on that whenever Jeffrey Simmons slips in there, probably sometime next week. So we'll keep an eye on it. Did want to get to this. I know hockey has gone to the cottage, as Jared said, but some news. Consensus number one overall pick in 2026, Gavin McKenna has officially committed to play for Penn State. So
ooh.
I know that some people who are not on board with the Predators competing this year have talked about Gavin McKenna. He is definitely a class above the top prospects in this year's NHL draft, from what I've heard, at least. I'm not a hockey expert, but from what I've heard, at the very least, the top picks this year would all be behind Gavin McKenna if he was eligible. So something to keep an eye on there if the Preds do end up in that range. 9926 on our text line. You forgot one, Connor. Avery Williamson.
Ah, yes. Last year they had Mike, what's his name? The safety. He played at Kentucky.
Oh, I
know. No, he played at Eastern Kentucky.
No, not him.
Mike Brown.
No, not him. Different one. Different one. He was on the practice squad. He never made the roster.
Does that count?
No, we won't count that. If we were to count that, then Golden Tate would be a Tennessee Titan.
That is true.
He's on the practice squad.
I always forget, man. There are so many just strange.
Golden Tate went to my high school.
Players who, like, is anybody going to remember Jamal Adams being on the Titans?
I mean, do people remember Andre Johnson?
I remember Andre Johnson solely for the one touchdown catch against the Lions to win it.
Or Randy
People
Moss.
Remember, yeah, Randy Moss, Julio Jones.
Yeah. Well,
there have been some legends.
Julio,
I remember because of that trade.
Julio should not be in the same conversation as Andre Johnson and Randy Moss.
He was like, bad.
Julio was...
But he wasn't that bad.
Julio was not his Falcon self, but Julio Jones was still a serviceable starting wide receiver at that point in his career. Andre Johnson and Randy Moss were not.
Adrian right. Peterson?
AP. But AP, he did play, or sorry, AD all day. He did play a decent amount because Derrick Henry was hurt.
I'll give you one that I was very excited about when they signed him, and then he did absolutely nothing. Eric Decker.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and his wife going after people on Twitter.
I was too young for that. I don't remember
you were
that.
Too young for that. I do remember that. That his wife was a country star, Jesse James Decker.
That's right.
And she, I forget what she was mad about. Oh, it was because Eric Decker had a horrible drop in a game, and Titans fans went after him because it was like late in the game. Eric Decker had a horrible drop, and I guess Jesse James Decker was not happy with Titans fans for being mad. It wasn't quite as bad as the Nick Williams drop against Buffalo, but it was pretty bad. I forget what game it was in.
Yeah. Man, I'm just trying to think of deep Titans cuts now.
I know. Are we into the point in the show where it's just guys standing around naming?
Yeah, we are.
Is that what we've come to?
Colin McCarthy.
Kenny Britt. I had his jersey.
Kenny Britt was a first-round pick.
Bishop Sankey.
Bishop Sankey was a second-round pick.
I know, but I loved Bishop Sankey at Washington during his college days.
I told you yesterday, Dexter McCluster. That was my guy.
Dexter McCluster.
Bishop Sankey was the highest-drafted running back in that, was it 2013 draft class? 2015?
Really?
Yep. No running backs went in the first round. Sankey was the first one off the board in the second round, and Carlos Hyde was the next one.
Oh, Carlos Hyde.
That is a throwback right there.
Yeah.
Remember Deion Lewis, who refused to speak to any of the media and blocked every single one of them on Twitter?
Hey, but Deion Lewis had one of the best post-game clips after the Titans spanked the Patriots. You go cheap. Was it you get your ass beat? Was that what he said? That's what happens when you go cheap?
Something
like that from Deion Lewis. So many random running backs who played for the Titans. Does everybody remember when Antonio Andrews was supposed to be like the next savior?
I would take the words right out of my mouth.
Antonio Andrews was like one of the few redeeming qualities on that 2014 team.
Western Kentucky alum.
Yeah.
Right there.
Andrews was fine, but I guess he was undrafted.
Do you remember Anthony Firkser?
Anthony Firkser. Philip Supernaw.
Oh, that's a deep one.
Wesley Woodyard.
That's a cat.
You guys need to work on your deep cuts here. All these guys started.
This is not a cut.
I know.
I'm looking for.
Well, I'm looking for starters.
If we're going deep cuts, I want guys who barely made the 53.
Jayon Brown.
Like Philip Supernaw. Jayon Brown was a good player for this team.
Darius Raynaud?
There you go. Raynaud, that's a good pull. Darius Raynaud. If you're looking for returners, like Darius Jennings. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's a UVA guy, so I won't.
Cameron
Batson.
Oh, yes, Cameron Batson.
Yeah.
Was it Cameron Wake?
Cameron Wake. See, that's a good one. People forget Cameron Wake played for the Titans.
He's good.
He actually was good.
He's good.
For being 40. Javon Ringer, Matthew from Jolton back there. Javon Ringer's a great one. Let's get one more before we get out of here.
Oh, we got to get a good one.
I know.
We've made a whole segment out of this.
We got to end on a good one. Oh, okay. I got you. This one may not be a deep cut for some of the older fans out there, but for me, the reason my favorite number is 12, Justin Gage.
Oh.
Justin Gage.
Ooh, Justin Hunter.
Yeah, Justin Hunter, Tennessee, Vol guy. Yeah, Justin Gage. I saw a tweet a couple of years ago.
Remember Titans kicker Cody Parkey?
I mean, you could make a list. You could write a book with the number of kickers who have
Steven
been
Steven Goskowski.
Yeah. Who was the guy?
Joey
Cairo Santos.
Yep.
Justin Gage, I saw a tweet a couple of years ago that said, there is nothing like the relationship between a teenage boy and the mediocre wide receiver on his team. And that was me with Justin Gage. That'll do it for us. Fun final segment there. That was not planned, but
just random.
You know, that's why dudes rock. Just sit around and name a bunch of random former athletes. That'll do it for us. Again, we'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6, here on 102.5 The Game. For Connor Newt, Parker Kelly, I'm Jake Lyman signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow.